we played there at bookies a lot more than it actually, than a lot of these flyers or calendars ever really said, because I was the guy who actually was the anchor of the band and pretty much had to hold down the fort with everybody. And I had a job, amazingly enough. Somebody had to have a job. I did, and worked like 10, 12, 14 hours a day building testing equipment for the auto companies at this company in Troy. And I would, I'd have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning and get out late and, barely made rehearsals. We did shows whenever we could. They would call me. I'd be sleeping at like 11, 11:30, and they'd call me. At that point, I lived out by Walnut Lake in a little duplex, cottagey kind of thing. They'd call me and go, "Oh man, the headliner didn't make it. They couldn't show up. Can you come down and play? Everybody's here," of course, because they were just a bunch of dogs and just sat around the bar and drank all the time. That's okay. So our stuff was already in the basement. They put it up on stage. I'd wake up, I'd grab a guitar and drive down the lodge to Bookies, walk out the door, play a set, jump back in the car and go back to bed. And it happened a lot.